This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch HaMabon, welcome everyone. Thanks to everyone for braving the weather tonight. People came from far distances, so we appreciate it. So tonight is the penultimate shiur before Pesach. So I came across very interesting information and maybe a new perspective about Yetzias Mitzrayim and in what merit it transpired. So the pasuk says in Parshas Va'era, the beginning of the parsha, everybody's familiar with the pasuk Va'era El Avraham El Yitzchak V'El Yaakov. Hashem says, "I appeared to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov B'Kel Shakai, with the name Kel Shakai Ushmi Hashem Lo Noidati Lohem, but my name Yud Kei Vav Kei I did not make known to them." Comes the Baal HaTurim, and the Baal HaTurim says a very interesting thing. Va'era. Baal HaTurim says the numerical value of the word Va'era, Vav is 6, Aleph is 1, Resh is 200, Aleph is 1, 208. Begematria Yitzchak. Why? What's the pasuk saying? Says the Baal HaTurim, the Medrash tells us, in the Zechus of Yitzchak Avinu, we left Mitzrayim. And that is a very surprising statement. Who ever heard that in the Zechus of Yitzchak Avinu, we left Mitzrayim? The pasuk says in Navi, Neged Avois Amasu Pela, which means Hashem performed the miracles in front of all of the Avois. Lav Dafka Yitzchak Avinu. And if you're going to pick out one of the Avois, one would have to say that, in other words, if somebody were to say, well, Yitzias Mitzrayim is Keneged who? We always learned it's Keneged Avraham Avinu, as the Torah says in Siman Taf Yud Zayin, from his brother, that the Shalosh Regalim, Sukkos is Keneged Yaakov, Shavuos is Keneged Yitzchak, and Pesach is Keneged Avraham. The Torah says, Yaakov Avinu made Sukkos, right? Ulumekneu asa Sukkos. The Ayol, the Shofar of Matan Torah, of Shavuos, is from the Ayol of Yitzchak. And Avraham, the guests came to Avraham on Pesach. And yet the Baal HaTurim says Va'era 208, Yitzias Mitzrayim is in the Zchus of Yitzchak Avinu. What is the meaning of that? Why Yitzchak Avinu? Why are we picking on Yitzchak Avinu? So I came across something really remarkable. We always say, the Baal Haggadah. You know, the Baal Haggadah says, the Baal Haggadah arranged, so who is this mysterious Baal Haggadah? Who is the Baal Haggadah? Who are we talking about? So in the Haggadah Tzemach Menachem, he quotes from his Rebbe, who heard from Rav Simcha Bunim Parshischa, that who is the Baal Haggadah? Says Rav Simcha Bunim, if you look carefully in the Haggadah, specifically by the passage, Baruch HaMoko in Baruch Hu, the expression Baruch HaMoko in Baruch Hu is something that is found often in Tana de Eliyahu, which was written, of course, by Eliyahu Hanavi. Therefore, says Rav Simcha Bunim, the Baal Haggadah, the redactor of the Haggadah, was none other than Eliyahu Hanavi. Interesting. Eliyahu Hanavi put together the Haggadah. Why did Eliyahu Hanavi put together the Haggadah? I mean, since when is Eliyahu in the book writing business? And then, even if he was, why would he be interested in writing about the Haggadah? If you're Eliyahu Hanavi, if I was Eliyahu Hanavi, I would write a story about, you know, Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel. You know, I'm the main actor. Or I would write a story about Pinchas killing Zimri and Cosby. What's he writing a story about Yitzias Mitzrayim? What's he got to do with it? He didn't play a role in Yitzias Mitzrayim. If anything, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said, Shlach Nabi Yad Tishlach, Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel said, send Eliyahu. But Hashem didn't want to send Eliyahu. If anything, Eliyahu has nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, by the way, we once gave a shiur just on this point, and tonight we're going to say a different answer. Okay, you heard it? Yeah, you heard it recently. It was a Monday shiur. Ein beis hamedrash b'li chadish. We're saying a different pshat in this question. Okay. And then finally, it's very interesting. We have two haftiras on the Yomim Tovim, two different topics, two subjects. One is World War III, and one is the revival of the dead. One is Mochemes Goig u'Magog, and one is the revival of the dead. Please tell me you know on which Yom Tov we read about Mochemes Goig u'Magog. Don't say, I go out for that part. That's not Judaism, right? If you want to be a member of the Jewish people, you don't leave the shul for Haftorah. That's not part of Jewish practice. Maybe Jewish practice is you stay, when God is speaking to you through the agent of the Navi, through the prophet, you stay inside and you listen. What is Hashem telling me? When you daven, you're talking to God. Kriyas Haftorah and the Nevi'im, God is talking to you. So Maybe you want to hear what he has to say. You're talking to him. If you're having conversation with somebody, you know, you speak to them, and then you actually listen when they talk back to you. So the Nevi'im, the prophets, Hashem is talking to you. So when Hashem talks to us, there are two main subjects on the Yom Tovim. One is World War III, and one is the revival of the dead. Says the Torah, Sukkot, we read about Goyg u'Magog, World War III. And Pesach, we read about Tchiyas HaMesim. Why? So the Torah says from Rav Hai Goin that he heard from the Chachamim that we have a tradition that Tchiyas HaMesim will take place in Nisan. World War III will take place in Tishrei. Melchemes Goyg u'Magog, that's in Tishrei. Interesting tradition that Tchiyas HaMesim will take place in Tishrei. In Nisan. Why will Tchiyas HaMesim take place in Nisan? What is it about Nisan that is the time which is Mesugal, that is predestined for the revival of the dead? Why is that? Why is Tchiyas HaMesim in Nisan? And this is the question of Rav Moshe Shapiro in the new volume of Afike Mayim on Pesach. Okay, Marav Raboisa, here we go. So we know that every Balabayas has in front of him a Ka'ara with how many matzos? 3 matzahs. So did anybody ever wonder, why do we need 3 matzahs? On a typical Shabbos, on a typical Yom Tov, you only have 2. You have Lechem Mishnah. Why do you need 3 matzahs on Pesach? So, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Mevi'in lefnei balabayis ka'ara, we bring before the balabayis the plate, sheyesh ba shalosh matzahs, that has 3 matzahs. So people want to know, who needs a ka'ara? Like, who in the family needs a ka'ara? Does everyone need a ka'ara? Do some people, married people, So now, what I'm telling you is the halacha. I don't need what your mother-in-law does, what your sister-in-law, I'm telling you the halacha. The halacha is, only one person gets a ka'ara. So you're telling me he's going to be insulted. That's your cheshbonus. You can do whatever you want. I'm just telling you, the Mishnah Berurah says, the only one who is necessary to have a ka'ara is the Baal HaBayis. You want to give everyone 3 matzos? It's a good thing. This way everyone can have their own kazayis. But according to the halacha, only the Baal HaBayis needs a ka'ara. Fine. But why do you need 3 matzahs? So Mishnah Berurah says, and this comes from Rishonim, which just gets something, why do I need 3 matzahs? Well, I need 2 for Lechem Mishnah. And then I need, for the mitzvah of matzah, I need a broken matzah. Why do I need a broken matzah for the mitzvah of matzah? So the Gemara darshins, Masechta Psachim, Kuftez Zayin, Amud Beis, on the bottom. The Gemara says, the drash of Shmuel, Lechem Oini, what's Lechem Oini? Ma darko shal ani beprusa af matzah beprusa. An ani does not eat whole bread, an ani eats broken bread. So the mitzvah of matzah is the middle matzah. So listen carefully. You make hamoitzi, the hamoitzi is going on the top matzah. The achilas matzah, according to most Rishonim, is going on the middle matzah. Koirech is going on the bottom matzah. So just beware. Top matzah is hamoitzi. The middle matzah, the small piece is for the achilas matzah. The big piece is put away for afikoman. The bottom one is koirech. That's why I need 3 matzahs. Okay, very nice. Which one do I break? So I already gave away the secret. The secret is you break the middle matzah. We break the middle matzah. Does everybody agree that you break the middle matzah? Absolutely not. It's a very big machlokes rishonim. The Bach, number 11, quotes the Smag, the Rekeach, the Rav Yah, that you break the top matzah. The Smag and the Rekeach argue, the first thing you're doing with the matzah is yachatz, you're breaking it. So how could you break the middle matzah? This is a violation of the principle of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvah. How could you pass over the top matzah and break the middle matzah, but you're passing, you know, if you're doing a mitzvah, you need to break the first matzah that you encounter. Right, the same way. True, but Lamashal, interesting halacha. If you're in a hallway and your tefillin is in the first room, the first door in the hallway is your tefillin. The next door in the hallway is your talis. You have to put on your tefillin first. What do you mean? I'm not even touching my tefillin. But if I'm walking by an area where my tefillin are, you're mechuyev to put on the tefillin before the talis because of Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvah. So the Smag and the Rekech argue that you need to break the top matzah because Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvah. The Bach says no. We don't follow that. We follow the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch passes this way, that breaking is not really a mitzvah. It's not really a mitzvah to break, and therefore it's not a violation of Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvahs to break the middle matzah. So we break the middle matzah, and who knows what it's called? What is the procedure of breaking the middle matzah? Yachatz, yachatz. Kadesh, orchatz, karpas, yachatz. Yachatz is the middle, breaking the middle matzah. Okay, very interesting. Why do we break it at that interval in the Seder? Meaning, okay, let's try to explain. Why are you breaking the middle matzah? The halachic reason for breaking the middle matzah is when you eat the matzah, it's supposed to be a broken piece. It's lechem oini, a prusa. So why are we breaking it in the beginning of the Haggadah? You're not eating the matzah yet until after the Haggadah. What's the logic of that? Okay? So let me tell you the halachic logic, but that's not what the shir is about. The shir is about the machshava. What's the halachic logic of breaking the matzah at the very beginning of the Haggadah? So the Shas said, Shuvas, what? So the children should ask. But the question is, what are you going to answer when they ask the question, right? So, the Shas HaTshuva is Binyan Shloimoi. Shloimoi HaKohen Mivilna says a very beautiful pshat. I think it's number 20 on the sheet. The Gemara Darshans in Psachim Kuvdes Tes Vav Omebeis Kuvdes Zayinim Anav, number 20. Two drashos of Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini, Lechem Sha'oinin Olav Dvarim. Bread that you talk about. Tanya nami hachi, lechem oini, lechem sha'oinin olav dvarim harbe, bread that you talk about. Meaning, it doesn't say lechem oini with a, it's not spelled oni, lechem oni, but oini, oinim, bread that you talk about. By the way, what do we learn from here? That besides the mitzvah of Haggadah, a chelek of the mitzvah of matzah is Haggadah. Meaning, if you eat matzah and you don't say the Haggadah, we would have thought at least you get the mitzvah of matzah. No, we learn from here, you don't even get the mitzvah matzah, because a chilek of the mitzvah matzah is the Haggadah. The matzah is lechem oini, bread that you talk about. That's the drush of Shmuel. Dover acher, lechem oini, oni ksev. It's written, a poor man. Ma oni darkoi beprusa, avkan beprusa. Poor man's bread, broken bread. So think carefully. That means there are two things we learn out from lechem oini. Number one, you need to say the Haggadah. Number two, it should be broken bread. The bread that you eat should be broken bread. So says Shas HaTshuva ben Shloimoi, let's combine both drashas. The bread that you talk about should be broken bread. So therefore, at the very beginning of the Haggadah, we break the bread to be mitztaref, the two inyanim of lechem oini. One, lechem sha'oinim alav dvarim harbe, and number two, da'akoy shalani beprusa. So therefore, we say the Haggadah on broken bread. But let's try to explain. What is the symbolism of breaking this bread? So, the Balei HaTosfos say, you break the bread. You know, a lot of things on Pesach are broken, like the Yam Suf and the Yarden. Now, it's a Pella that Tosfos says the Yarden was split on Pesach. Because we know, everybody here comes to the 7 o'clock Shachris every morning. Right? By the way, do you know about that? You know, if you come from Queens to the Shir, you might want to try coming to the 7 o'clock Shachris. We always need a 10th man. We can make arrangements, we could get good rides. And certainly if you live closer than Queens, also you could come. But anyway, we just learned in the Navi Yehoshua that on the 10th day of Nisan, Yehoshua split the Yarden. So it's a Pella that Tosfos says that the Yarden was split on Pesach. I don't know, I guess, you know, the house is already Pesach, Dick. It's already Pesach. But it didn't really happen on Pesach. But the... What? Shabbos Haggadah. In fact, the Achroinim say that what do we commemorate on Shabbos Haggadah? The miracle that the Mitzrayim didn't kill the Jews who took their God. So the Achroinim ask, since when do we commemorate miracles on days of the week? We normally commemorate days of the month. Why do you commemorate Shabbos Haggadah? So they say, because if we would have commemorated the day of the month, we would have commemorated Yod Nisan. If we would commemorate Yod Nisan, people mistakenly would have thought we're commemorating the miracle of the splitting of the Yarden. So therefore, in order to avoid people thinking that we're commemorating the splitting of the Yarden, we celebrate the Shabbos. Okay, but be it as it may, that is what Tosfos says. Okay, the Alshich says something very interesting. The Alshich says that. The symbolism of Yachatz, he says, just a Dover Musar. You know, Kedarka B'Kodesh, the Alshich says, Karpas, is you take the letter Kaf. Kaf means the palm of a hand. Reish is a poor man, right? So the message is, you have to fill up the palm of the poor man's hand. But, you know, people make a big mistake. You know what I'm saying? So somebody comes in the shul, and a guy is collecting tzedakah, and he might not be the most pleasant guy in the world, and, you know, you're a little uncomfortable, so you open up your wallet, and you're a generous guy, you give the guy 10 bucks. You made the guy's day, right? You're a big tzaddik. You didn't even do half of what your mitzvah is. The ikar mitzvah of tzedakah is not giving money, although he will take the money. The ikar mitzvah of tzedakah is saying nice words to the guy. If you can't tell the guy, good to see you, oh, you know, I'm happy to see you this morning, have a great day, you're missing more than half of the mitzvah. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Hanoisim pruta la'ani, misbarech b'sheish brachos, v'hamafaisoi bedvarim, misbarech b'yud aleph brachos. You get 11 brachos for saying nice words, you only get 6 brachos for the money. So one guy gives 10 bucks, the other guy gives a dollar, but he says nice words. You have to learn how to speak nicely to people that you're not comfortable around. It's one of the biggest mitzvahs in life. So karpas, kar, says the Alshech, kaf is the palm, resh is the poor man, you have to fill up his palm, but pas, pay with your mouth, samach, support him. So the question is, but I have no money. I would love to give tzedakah, I can't afford it. So here's the etzah, yachatz. You don't have money? You're eating supper tonight, take half your supper, and give it to somebody else. That's the etzah of yachatz. Okay, we're just getting warmed up. We're just throwing out a few ideas that are found in the Svarim, and then we're going to get into our main topic tonight. Halach ma'anya. What about it? Yeah, invite people into your home. Your doors are locked. Security is on. You have like a German shepherd standing by the door. But halach ma'anya, everybody come and eat.
Leave the door open.
Leave the door open. Okay. So then the Chida says an interesting thing. You know, we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim 430 years. But at the end of the day, who knows how many years were we there? 210 there. But we know over the years we've spoken out many cheshbonos. Last year on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we saw there's a number 117. 86 are the intense bondage. And Parsha Shemais, we said 215. Right? 215. 216 is a different thing, 215. Why 215? From the birth of Menashe and Ephraim, it's 215 years. So that's half the time. That's it. So the question is, why did we do half the time? The answer is because we had to work at night. So we take the middle matzah and we break it in half as if to say, we only did half the time. Says the Chida, that's why Makas Bukharis happened midnight to indicate, you know why we did Chatzos, you know why we did half the time? Because we worked during the day and we worked during the night also. I guess it's a little bit fair because we didn't work day and night from the birth of Menashe and Ephraim. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did work night, but not for the whole 215 years. Okay, but that's what the Chida says. Then the Chida in the Haggadah Simchas Regel says another pshat. You know why we break the middle matzah? It's a remez. What is it a remez to? It's a remez to a mitzvah that's like a long lost mitzvah. Whoever does this mitzvah, who could ever do the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to get up every night at Chatzos and to say Tikkun Chatzos. Halavai, you should get up for Shacharis. Now I have to get up at midnight. But that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Tikkun Chatzos. So by the way, I have a good etzah. The etzah is like this. Don't be somebody who never did Tikkun Chatzos in their life. So what do? Once a week, once a month, you're going to be up at 12 o'clock. For whatever reason. Work. Your kid woke you up. For whatever reason. You happen to... Hey, it's 12 o'clock and I'm up. Ribbono Shel Olam! Please rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. You want to do better? Get down on the floor for 3 seconds and mourn the Beis HaMikdash. So La'achameh V'asim Shani, you're going to be, there are going to be two groups of people. Somebody who never did Tikkun Chatzos in their life and the people that did do it. Now, some people do it every night and somebody might have only done it once in their life. So Reb Miller would say that one time, even in the middle of the day, get down on the floor, nobody's watching. If somebody's watching, they're going to commit you, they're going to put you in an institution. But once in your life, when nobody's looking, get down on the floor and mourn the Beis HaMikdash for 3 seconds. But here what we're saying is, sometimes you're up 12 o'clock at night. You know why? I don't know. Everybody, I'm sure, once in a while, is up 12 o'clock at night. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this is just the introduction to tonight's shiur. Did anyone here ever see or hear that the three matzahs that we use on Pesach, they have names. What are they called? Ah, Kohen Levi Yisrael. And going into the shir, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, of course, Kohen Levi Yisrael. You know, it's well known. The three matzahs are Kohen. The first matzah is a Kohen. Then I think, does that make any sense? Like, what makes the first matzah a Kohen? His father wasn't a Kohen. His grandfather was a Kohen. Sema, is there any makar that the matzahs are Kohen Levi Yisrael? So I checked. Every single Haggadah says the three matzahs are Kohen Levi Yisrael. But nobody quotes a makar. I found 50 Haggadahs that call the matzahs Kohen Levi Yisrael. Nobody says a makar. So now you know there's something juicy here. Like, who decided that these matzahs are Kohen? Because the truth is, anytime you have three, it's an easy fix. Kohen Levi, you could always Kohen Levi Yisrael. The other easy fix is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? Avi. Who decided the matzah Kohen? So I found a tshuva from the Shevet HaLevi, then from Vosner. We have no Kabbalah that the matzahs are Kohen Levi and Yisrael. Then I found the Arizal says Beferish that the matzahs are Kohen Levi and Yisrael. But Bizame, Rav Vosner suggests that the reason why they're called Kohen Levi and Yisrael is there is a concept that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and we don't do this anymore, that when you bake the matzahs, at the time you're baking it, you should make a siman on the matzah. This is going to be the top matzah. This is going to be the middle matzah, and this is going to be the third matzah. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch to be mesamein the matzahs with one dot, two dots, and three dots. Now, we don't do it anymore. And the reason to do it is, whenever you're doing mitzvahs, you should always do it in a specific order. For example, tzitzis. There is a concept that the front of your tzitzis should always be in the front, and the back of your tzitzis should be in the back. So sometimes the tzitzis will have the size in the front right, and this way you can remember. Otherwise, you know, I guess a quarter of the time you're going to get it right, because it could be front, back, or inside, outside. But there is a concept. It's not like a chiyuv. By the way, the same thing some say with sukkah. The panels on the right side should be on the right. The panels on the left, there is such a concept. So the same thing with the matzahs. The one matzah should be designated for hamoitzi. One matzah should be designated for matzah. One matzah should be designated for korech. So how do we designate the matzahs? That one is for Hamoitzi, one is for Matzah, one is for Karech. We call it by the name Kohen Levi and Yisrael. Well, Marva Rabbi said, in the world of Kohen Levi and Yisrael, why then do we split the middle Matzah? Why are we cutting the Levi in half? Like, what do we have against the Levi that were to any Levium? Any Levium? David's a Levi. Any other? Two Levium. Okay. What do we have against the Levi? The Kohen, he gets to breathe, he gets to live. The Yisrael also. Why are we chopping the Levi in half? Yeah, so I found in a Haggadah, Reb Lazer Ginsburg, he's a Rosh Kol of the Mir Yeshiva. So he says like this. He says, there were three gezeiros on the Jewish people. Ger ha-yisi, ger yizarach v'yasohem, you're going to be strangers. Va'avadim, you're going to be enslaved. Ve'inuaisem, they're going to be afflicted. Out of those three gezeiros, how many did the Levium have? They were gerim, they were strangers. They were not enslaved, and they were not afflicted. So what we do is we take the Levi, we throw out two-thirds of it as if to say, it's not Nogeya you. The whole Seder, most of you is not even relevant. Yeah, you are Gerim, so a small part of you remains, you know, at the Seder. So somebody asked me, one of my friends, Yossi Farbos, asked me, so what's the Kayin doing whole then? The Kohen is the exact same thing as the Levi. You know, if you're throwing out most of the matzah, which is Levi, because not Noigea the Levi, why does the Kohen matzah stay intact? So I don't really have a good answer for that. So I think it's still pretty shver why we're breaking the Levi matzah. But Marv Rabbeisai, let's come to a different area. And that is, there is also a concept, and this concept does have definitive basis. Look at number 13, Tosfos says, the three matzos are zecher to the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And clearly then, if we're breaking the middle matzah, which matzah are we breaking? We're breaking the matzah of Yitzchak. So why do we break the matzah of Yitzchak? We don't touch Avraham's matzah. We don't touch Yaakov's matzah. Why do we break the matzah of Yitzchak? Again, we started the shir with the Baal HaTurim. Baal HaTurim says, Va'eroz v'gematria Yitzchak b'schus Yitzchak nigalu mi Mitzrayim. So lo and behold, If I were to ask you, what's Yitzchak's name? Say, what kind of question is that? Everybody knows Yitzchak's name. Yud, Tzadi, Ches, Kuf. Say, oh, but I remember, you know, at a bris milah, by the Kriyas Hashem, we say the Pasuk, Asher Karasas Avraham, Ushvu Asai, LeYitzchak. You ever hear that? You ever pay attention? Yeah, what's up with that? Why in by bris milah do we call him Yitzchak? And the truth is, there are three Mekoymos in Tanakh where Yitzchak's name is spelled Yud, Sin, Ches, Kuf. Where? Look at number 22. Asher Karas is Avraham Ushua Say Li Yitzchak. That's in Tehillim. So you say, you know, that pasuk sounds familiar, but I don't say that pasuk. I say Ushua Say Li Yitzchak. That's because in Shachris, the Hoidu that we say is not from Tehillim, it's from Divrei Hayamim, where we say Asher Karas is Avraham Ushua Say Li Yitzchak. Where else is Yitzchak spelled? Yud, Sam, Sin, Ches, Kuf. In Yirmiyahu, Perklam, Medalet, Pasuk, Chavav, Gam, Zera, Yaakov, Vidavid, Avdi, Emas, Mikachas, Mizaroi, Moishtim, Elzera, Avram, Yitzchak, Viyakov. And then finally, in the Navi Amos, also, Voisatif, Abis, Yitzchak. Wow, what's going on? So at a bris milah, and in three mekaymos in Tanakh, his name is Yitzchak. Why is his name Yitzchak? What's his name? What's the man's name? Is it Yitzchak or Yitzchak? And why the discrepancy sometimes with a sin and sometimes with a tzadi? Marv Rabbeisai, there's a very obscure medrash. This medrash is found in two mekaymos. One is Yalkut Ruveni. Yalkut Ruveni is a very late collection of Kabbalistic midrashim. Many of these midrashim do not appear anywhere other than the Yalkut Ruveni. And it's also quoted by the Rush. So Yalkut Ruveni says like this. When Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to the Avos, because the Avos were always davening. Take him out already, take him out, take him out. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll take him out, but you know, you got to compromise, you got to slide with me. You give up something, I give up something. Which one of you guys is willing to contribute a letter of your name so that I could take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim early? So Avraham Avinu says, well, what am I going to give up? I have a letter that was added, hey. But the letter hey means, I'm the father of Hamoin Goyim, Av Hamoin Goyim. I'm the father of all the nations. I can't give it up. And Yaakov Avinu says, what should I give up? The Yud? Then what, I'm going to be a heel? You know, what are you going to call me then? Yeah? So Yitzchak says, you know what? My name is Yitzchak. Yud, Sin, Ches, Kuf. I'll give up the sin. You kick me back at Tzadi. Doesn't sound too different anyway. So I give you the sin, right? It's basically a trade-in. I'm trading you, basically I need some money. I'm giving you my new car. You give me a used car and throw in some cash. So I'm giving you the sin. You give me back the Tzadi and take the Jews out early. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, Atazai. So sin is 300. Tzadi is 90. Oh, what's the difference? 210. Okay, the Jews could go out after 210 years. Says the Medrash, you know why the Jews were in Mitzrayim 210 years? Because Yitzchak threw in a sin, Hashem kicked back the Tzadi. 210, that's why we were in Mitzrayim 210 years. Comes the Rush, and the Rush says, oh, now I know the meaning of the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that we tell Yitzchak, Yitzchak, ki ata avinu, you're our father. Ki Avraham lo yidanu. We don't know Avraham. V'Yisrael lo yakiranu. We don't recognize Yaakov. You're our father, Yitzchak. Says the Rush, now we know Pshat in the Pasuk. Why is Yitzchak our father? Because Avraham didn't want to bail us out. And Yaakov didn't want to bail us out. Yitzchak bailed us out. So Yitzchak's our father. So what's going on over here? Let's think for a moment. Why didn't Avraham want to give up a letter? Why didn't Yaakov want to give up a letter? Why was he okay with giving up a letter? And why do you need to give up a letter to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim? Like, what's the letter got to do with it? Somehow to take us out of Mitzrayim, they have to give up a letter of their name. What's the connection between giving up a letter of their name and leaving Mitzrayim early? And what is it about the koyach of Yitzchak? Yitzchak's our father. It's incredible, Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes. So a few months ago, how long, Moshe, when we were in the Maror Samach Pela? No? But how long ago was it? A month and a half ago? January what? I remember. Time flies. So I had this idea when driving back from the Maris Machpelah. Okay? The Gemara says, in Masechta Shabbos, incredible Gemara. The Gemara says like this. La'asid lavai, Hashem says, enough already. Can't take these Jews. Gotta get rid of them. Let me see what the Avai say. So Hashem goes to Abraham. He says, Abraham, you know, the Jews sinned. So Abraham says, what do you want for my life? Go, so wipe them out, kill them, destroy them. Hashem said, really? Maybe I'll go to Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu knows what it means to have Tzar Gidol Banim. He had a big household of kids. Yaakov, the Jews sinned! Yaakov says, destroy them. Akedesh Hashem. So Hashem says, old people have no tam. Young people have no etzah. Old people meaning Abraham. Young people meaning Yaakov. Let me go to Yitzchak. So Hashem says, Yitzchak, your children sinned. Yitzchak says, what do you mean my children? They're your children, God. They're my children. They're your children. And even if they did, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't understand. How long does a person live anyway? 70 years? First 20 years, you're not responsible. So we're down to 50 years. 25 of the years is nighttime. So we only have to deal with 25 years of sin. Out of the 25 years, half the time, people are either davening, eating, or in the Beis HaKiseh. I guess some people spend a little more time in one place, others more time in another place. So now we're down at a 12 and a half years, you know. We've knocked down out of the 25, 12 and a half years. So Yitzchak says, Palgi alayu, palgi alecha. I'll take half on the chin, and you take half on the chin. I'll take 6 1/4, you take 6 1/4, and we'll call it a day. And if you want me to take all 12 and a half, no problem. I was on the Akedah. I'll take it on the chin for them. Oh, so we turn to Yitzchak and we say, Yitzchak, you are our father. We don't know Abraham. We don't know Yaakov. You're our father. Yitzchak says, don't give me the credit. Give it to God. God's your father. So I thought it was an amazing thing that the pasuk that the Rush quotes, that we say to Yitzchak, you're our father for bailing us out of Mitzrayim, is the exact same pasuk the Gemara quotes that we turn to Yitzchak for bailing us out, la'asid lavai. It's the pasuk of Ki Ata Avinu. So let's just point out an amazing thing, and this is a yesoid, one of the biggest yesoidos in Leil Seder. Who bailed us out of Mitzrayim? Yitzchak. Who's going to bail us out? La'asid lavai. Yitzchak. Oh, coincidence. Wow, what a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the template, is a prototype, is the Masei Avosim Labanim for the Gula Asida. Whatever happens the first time around will just repeat itself the second time. So obviously, if Yitzchak's bailing us out round one, of course he's going to be the one to bail us out in the future. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim is just like the trial run for the Gula Asida. So Yitzchak bails us out both times. Both times we point to Yitzchak and we say, Yitzchak, you're our father. Nobody else is interested in us. So, but let's dig a little further. What's the meaning that Abraham didn't want to give up a letter? And if he would have given up a letter, we would have gone out early. And Yaakov didn't want to give up a letter. And if he would have given up a letter, we would have gone out early. And Yitzchak gave up a letter. So Rav Nosson Gestetner of Bnei Brak, he has very interesting svarim. It's a beautiful sefer on the Haggadah. He says, you know, the Avos were davening, Hashem, take us out early, take us out early, take us out early. But what they really wanted was that Hashem should take us out of Mitzrayim, and that will be the final geula. That's it. Call it a day. They wanted Yitzias Mitzrayim to be the Gula Hasida. Hashem said, look, if you want it to be the Gula Hasida, they have to do the full time, 400 years. If I'm going to take them out early, they're going to have to do make up time in the Galus. I mean, what's the reason we're in Galus today? One of the main reasons we're in Galus today is because we did not do the full time in Mitzrayim. We left early. And the time that we left early, we have to make up in the Galus. So you say, you know, it's not fair. We left 190 years early, and now we're 2,000 years in the fourth Galus. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to calculate such things. But that's the concept. Because we left Mitzrayim early, we have to do time in the Galus. So Avram Avinu said, you could take him out early, but you cannot, I will not forego, meaning I don't want them going out early if that means that we're going to have to go into Galus again. I want this to be the Gula Hasida. Avram means he's the father of Aram. Avraham means he's the father of all the nations in the world. Rashi in Chumash says that when will Avraham be Av Hamoyin Goyim? La'asad Lavai, in the future. When Mashiach comes. Avraham was never the father of a multitude of nations. He will not be until Mashiach comes. So Hashem says, let's make a deal. You give up the hay. If you give up the hay, this will be a temporary geula, and they'll have to go into Gullus later. Avraham says, I'm not giving up the hay. What does I'm not giving up the hay mean? I want to be Avraham now. I want the geula asida to come now. That's why Avraham was not willing to give up the hay. He wanted this to be the geula asida. Giving up the hay means that he will not be Avraham until a much later date. The same thing with Yaakov. What does Rashi say in Chumash? What does Yaakov mean? Yaakov means, as Esav is about to take control, Yaakov grabs it away and takes the reins. Rashi says that won't happen until Mashiach comes. Yaakov says, I'm not giving up the Yud. If I give up the Yud, that means I will not wrestle away control of Malucha until La'asalav, until much later date. I want it to happen now. So when we say that Avraham and Yaakov did not want to give up those letters, what that means is they were not willing to be Moichel, that Yitzias Mitzrayim should not be the final redemption. What does Yitzchak mean? Yitzchak means also the coming of the Geula, Vatischak Liyoy Macharoin. It means Yitzchak means Azimale Sechayk Pinu, Azimale. The reason why Yitzchak was willing to give up the sin, because he knew that when he was born, that wasn't his name anyway. And we're going to see something very interesting. They asked the Imrei Emes, why at a bris milah do we say Ushvua say li Yitzchak? Why don't we say his real name, Yitzchak? So Imrei Emes says an amazing thing. I don't think it's so well known. If I were to ask you, when Yitzchak was at the Akedah, like what was his name? When Avraham says, Yitzchak, get up. No, I won't. Get up, we got to go to Har Moriah. Like, what did he call him? What was his name? His name was Yitzchak. That was his name. When did he get that name? When does a Yid get a name? And a bris milah. So it goes like this. Says Imrei Emes in his Likutim. When the kid was born, what did Avraham name him? Yitzchak. He's one of the only Jews who got a name when they were born. Why did Yitzchak get a name when he was born? Because Hashem told him, you're going to have a kid, you're going to call him Yitzchak. Tzachayk asa liya lekim. So he was born, he was called Yitzchak. So what do they call him at the bris? Yitzchak, with a sin. He was called Yitzchak at his birth. He was called Yitzchak at the bris. Later on in history, when Hashem had to take us out of Mitzrayim early, Hashem petitioned to Yitzchak, do me a favor, let's trade in. You give me the sin, I'll give you a tzadi. And his name reverted back to the name he was given at birth. So says Imrei Emes, the reason why at a bris you say Yeshua say li Yitzchak is because you're about to name a kid at a bris. What was the name of Yitzchak at his bris? Yitzchak, that's why you say Yitzchak, of course. That was the name he was given at his bris. Not the name of his birth, but the name of his bris. So Marv Rabbeisai comes the Chidah, and the Chidah says an amazing thing. Says the Chidah, we take the middle matzah. The middle matzah is not Avraham. The middle matzah is not Yaakov. The middle matzah is Yitzchak. And what do we do to the middle matzah? We break it in half. Why do we break it in half? That's a symbolic gesture of Palgi Olai, Palgi Olecha, where Yitzchak says, I'll take half and you take half. So we're re-experiencing that argument, you take half and I'll take half. And basically we put away the bigger half for later and we hold on to the smaller half. Meaning, two times Yitzchak bailed us out. The smaller argument was when he traded in the sin for a tzadi. That's the matzah now, the matzah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The bigger matzah of Nirtza, which is the matzah of the Gula Asida, that's the winning argument at the end of days when all else fails and Yitzchak's going to come and say, no, Ribbono Shelam, Pal Geolai, Pal Geolecha. Yitzchak bails us out two times. One Yitzias Mitzrayim, one La'asad Lavai. The smaller part is the matzah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The bigger part is the matzah of La'asad Lavai. That's the symbolic gesture of Pal Geolai, Pal Geolecha. Yachatz! Says the Munkacher in the Shar Yisaschar. It's a very interesting thing. Take the name Yitzchak. Yud, Tzadi, Ches, Kof. Yeah? You leave a little bit over here, that's the kuf. The majority of it is the yud ches tzadi. That's yachatz. Yachatz is the majority of Yitzchak. You take away the majority of Yitzchak and you put it away for later. The reason it's called yachatz is you take roiv oisiyos of Yitzchak. Marv Rabbi said, what do we call the middle matzah? Lechem? Oini. What's the gemashi of lechem oini? 208, Yitzchak. The reason why the middle matzah is called lechem oini, this is the matzah of Yitzchak. The lechem oini, which ro'oinin alav dvarim harbe, which is madaka shaloni beprusa, is 208, the gematria Yitzchak. That's from the Munkacher in the Shai Yisas. So I was thinking, you know, coming back to Maras HaMachpelah, you've been there recently, you could go to Abraham, you could go to Yaakov. The only one we have no access to, maybe they say 10 days a year, is Yitzchak. Why don't we have access to Yitzchak? Why Yitzchak we have no access to? So I couldn't help but think, Abraham, look, we have Zechus Avos from Abraham. We have it. Nothing more we need from him. We have everything we need from Abraham. Yaakov, we have... But the one thing, we don't have Yitzchak. We are not yet zoichet to the winning argument of Yitzchak. The winning argument of Yitzchak is the final argument of Atizchak liyom achroin. The argument of, you know, save them, bring them the geula. So it's like, we don't have that yet. It's beyond us. We were not zoichet yet to the winning argument of Yitzchak. So, symbolically, so to speak, the makoim of Kvuras Yitzchak is not biyadeno. Now I'll tell you an incredible thing. So why did we leave Mitzrayim after 210 years? Because Yitzchak traded in the shin for a tzadi. Anybody in this room come from Shevet Ephraim? I didn't think so. Now, Shevet Ephraim tried to leave Mitzrayim early. They left Mitzrayim instead of after 430, after 400. Because they counted the 400 from the Bris Bein HaBasar. But says the Sefer Kesef Nivchar, no, they had a very good cheshbon. The Bnei Ephraim had a specific speech impediment. What is it? In the Navi Shoftim, it says that the Bnei Ephraim were Litvaks. So what? There's no such thing as Lithuania then. How could they have been So the Navi says like this. They couldn't say a shin. Instead of saying Sheboiles, they said Seboiles. They were like the first Litvaks, right? Oh. So to them, Yitzchak is not with a shin. It's with a samach. So instead of a tzadi, which is 90, it's a samach, which is 60. Therefore, they left 30 years earlier because they didn't realize his name was with a tzadi. So it was with a samach. Because they had this specific... Say, what? Come on! They were Nevi'im who had speech impediments. The Navi Amos could not say a shin. He said boileis instead of boileish. This was the cheshbon, I guess al pidrush, of the Bnei Ephraim, why they left 30 years earlier. Very interesting. Okay, I'll just throw out one Ben Ishchai and we'll wrap it up. Ben Ishchai learns that no, the middle matzah is not Yitzchak. The middle matzah is Yaakov. Why is the middle matzah Yaakov? Because Yaakov is B'chir Shabbat Avos. Yaakov is the main one of the Avos. The main person stays in the middle. So Abraham is the top matzah, Yitzchak's the bottom matzah, Yaakov's the middle matzah. Why do we break the middle matzah in half? Because Yaakov has two names. Yaakov and Yisrael. The secondary name, the lower name, is Yaakov. That's what we hold on to now. That's what we're called now. We're now called Bnei Yaakov. Yisrael is the higher madrega that we're going to be zoicha to la'asa lavai. So we put away the bigger matzah for later. That's begeder Yisrael. So again, Yaakovino has two chalakim, Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov is the smaller half, Yisrael is the bigger half for later. But according to most, the middle matzah is Yitzchak. And the breaking of the matzah then is a symbolic act of Yitzchak's argument, Palgi olai, palgi olai. So I'll tell you an amazing thing. So on the day we went to the Maras HaMachpelah, we started off in Har HaZesim. So we went to the kever of Rav Itzla Petterberg. Rav Huttner quotes Rav Itzla, who says, Mamish go'oinus, an amazing thing. What's Yitzchak saying, Palgi olai, palgi olai? The Gemara says in Brachas Yitzayin Amad Aleph that Rabbi Alexandri, whenever he would finish davening, he would say, Ribon Kol Olamim, Golei V'yadu Al Fanecha, Sheretzayneinu Lasleis Retzayncha. We want to do your will. Our will is to do your will. Nu, so mima akev, what's stopping us? Nu, what? Sa'ar shebi isa, the yeast in the dough. Vishibud malchiyos in the gayim. What's the yeast in the dough? The Yetzihara. What's Shibud malchiyos? Esav. So Yitzchak says, look, I know they sinned. Why did they sin? Two reasons. Yetzihara, Esav. Yetzihara, that's on you. I didn't give them Yetzihara. That's your fault. Esav, that's on me. Palgi alai, palgi alecha. You gave them a Yetzihara, I gave them Esav. You take half on your shoulders, I'll take half on my shoulders. That's what Rav Itzla says, is the argument of palgi alai, palgi alecha. Be it as it may, Rabbeisai, the Chidah says you take the name Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Gematria 208. Ketz Chai. The end is alive. Ketz 190, Chai 18. The end is alive. Why is Yitzchak the end is alive? The end is alive. Why do we call him the end is alive? Well, firstly, in his name is inherent the concept that the end that we're hoping for is alive and well. It exists. That's inherent in the name Yitzchak. But beyond that, Yitzchak is the one who brought to the world which principle of faith? Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that at the Akedah, when Avram brandishes the knife to Yitzchak, Parcha Nishmasa, he literally died. And Hashem took the dew of Tchias HaMesim. What are we daven for on Pesach? Tal. And Hashem brought Yitzchak back to life. And Yitzchak said, aha, Taka, there's Tchias HaMesim. Yitzchak was then Mesakin, the second Baruch Hashmona Esai, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaye HaMesim. Yitzchak is the one who brings the concept of Ketz Chai. The end is alive. That when the end comes, it's not the end, because we live again. He creates the concept of Tchias HaMesim. And therefore, on Pesach, Yitzchak is responsible for Yitzchias Mitzrayim. What does the Baal HaTorah mean? Va'era is Gematria Yitzchak, because Yitzchak brought about the Exodus. How did Yitzchak bring about the Exodus? He brought about the Exodus because he exchanged the Shin for the Tzadi and allowed us to leave after 210 years. He's always Ketz Chai. When the end comes, he brings it to life. He brings the Geula to life. Yitzchak is 208. He brings the possibility for rebirth. Yitzchak is born on Pesach, and with his birth, it comes to the world, the possibility and the concept of Tchias HaMesim. That is why Tchias HaMesim happens on Pesach. That's why we daven for Tal on Pesach. The power of the dew, the Tal Tchia, is created through the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, who's responsible for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Comes the Chidah, and Rishonim say this. Take the word Nachamu. We know La'asad Lavai, what are the words of the surah that we're going to hear, that the Gula is coming? The Navi tells us, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Nun, Ches, Mem, Vav. 100 and? Nun is 50, Mem is 40, Ches is 8, Vav is 6. 100 and? 4. Nachamu, Nachamu, 208. Why is it 208? Says the Chidah number 40. Gematria Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak will give the winning argument that will herald in the words Nachamu, Nachamu. Really? I thought Eliyahu was going to do that. Isn't Eliyahu going to be Mavasar the Gula? But no, the Chidah says Nachamu, Nachamu is Gematria Yitzchak, 208. I thought Eliyahu. Does anybody remember the Gemara in the beginning of Brachos? Michael ba'achas, Gavriel ba'shtayim, Eliyahu ba'arba. Michael does his mission in one jump, Gavriel does his mission in two jumps, Eliyahu does his mission in four. What does that mean, four? What's the gematria of Eliyahu? Eliyahu is 52. 52 times 4 is 208. Eliyahu, 52, ba'arba times 4 is 208. Eliyahu is going to say Nachamu, Nachamu. Yitzchak is going to say Nachamu, Nachamu. Who's it going to be? Who is it? Is it Yitzchak or is it Eliyahu? So you say, whoa, didn't you once speak 2 years ago, Pesach? The Zayar says in Parshas Pinchas, that when Pinchas went to kill Kazbi, Pinchas girded himself in the Gevura of Yitzchak. Because they're both 208. We'll say more than that. Many Svarim bring down that Yitzchak Avinu was Nisaber Beliyahu Anavi. that Eliyahu Hanavi Pinchas was the neshama of Yitzchak Avinu. Now we understand who writes the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Eliyahu Hanavi is a Baal Haggadah. He's responsible for the Exodus. It was his generous donation of the Shin. He gave the Shin, he exchanged it for the Tzadi, he bailed us out of Mitzrayim. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, just take him out. I need to argue this time, because if I don't argue it now, I can't do it in the future. It's going to be a Masei Avos Simul Banim. We tell Yitzchak, you're our father when you took us out of Mitzrayim. You're our father when you bail us out La'asud Lavoi. Avinu Ata. And therefore, Yitzchak's neshama, Eliyahu, is the mechaber of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Interesting. How do we know that Eliyahu wrote the Haggadah? From which line in the Haggadah? Baruch HaMakom. Baruch Hu. How do we know from there? So Rav Simcha Bunim says, because that's the lashon we find in Tanit Be'Eliyahu. What's that paragraph talking about? The Arba Banim. Mysterious Arizal. Arizal says, Ben. Gematria Yitzchak. And that's all he says. What's it got to do with anything? Ben is Yitzchak. Shkoyach. Okay, good to know. Now we understand. This is the makayim of where we find that Yitzchak is connected to the Baal Haggadah. And we should talk about Zoicha. To the winning argument of Yitzchak Avinu, Palgi Alai, Palgi Alecha. So when you break that matzah, this is the matzah. By breaking the matzah, that's the Masei Avos Simul Labanim of the argument of Yitzchak Avinu, of Palgi Alai, Palgi Alecha. It's the argument of Geula, Shtakabi Zoicha, to get that winning argument, to recover the kever of Yitzchak Avinu, and Bizoicha, Kimeit Seischa, Eretz Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Arenu Neflois. Thank you, everyone, for coming. And Mirtz Hashem, we hope to have Shira next week. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.